We believe that of all the people who are suffering in Syria, children are suffering the most. There are more than 5 million children who are affected by the violence, the trauma, the displacement of this conflict. Children are innocent, and they're not getting enough help, and they're not being protected.
You said about 5.5 million children. Are these the ones that the aid agencies are able to reach?
Unfortunately not, because the majority of those 5.5 million, over 4 million, are inside Syria, and many of them in hard-to-reach areas, and many, as we saw from the besieged freeing of the people of homes, the children who came out, they were in places where no aid was able to get in for almost 2 years. So there are children who are trapped. There are children who are targeted. There are children who are being recruited for armed forces. And there are children, very tragically, also being victims of violence and just being swept up in this awful war.
UNHCR, UNICEF, and some of your partners have made a call to action to the public. Why are you turning now to members of the public? Are you not getting enough support?
No. What we were concerned about is that we're going to lose an entire generation of Syrian children. We are now approaching the third anniversary of the beginning of this war on March 15th. And we do not want, and with this petition, we're asking those who have the power to put an end to this violence and to put an end to this suffering so that the children of Syria do not have to go through yet one more year of bloodshed and suffering and not being in school and not being able to heal. There's much that we can do during the interim period before the war comes to an end. We are asking also for more funds to help us help them. There is, if we can reach them, particularly the refugee population, we are able to help many, many children. And the more support we can get from the world, from the public, from the donor community, the more we can help these children become the ambassadors, the peaceful future of Syria once peace does return.
This call to action has some 5 demands. What exactly are they?
We are demanding, first and foremost, an end to the violence, particularly against children. It would be great if the war could just stop tomorrow, but all those in the fighting must fully respect humanitarian law, end recruitment of children, and commit to a peaceful resolution overall. There should be an end to the blockade of humanitarian assistance. Of course, we very much welcome the UN Security Council resolution, and we hope that the parties will adhere to this resolution and to allow humanitarian assistance into all the places where populations are besieged. Also, attacks on humanitarian workers and facilities as we're carrying out these life-saving deliveries, these must stop. Finally, for the children, they should be in school. They should not have to witness violence. The refugee population of children should not have to work to get money for their families. So we need a lot more help to help the future and the children of Syria.
How are members of the public going to be involved in this call to action?
Well, we're using a mechanism called change.org, and so we're calling on the members of the public to sign up to this petition, and the petition, we hope, will engage at least 1 million voices of support before the anniversary of the third year of the Syrian war, which is on the 15th of March. 1 million voices of the public, we believe, will cause people to stop, to think, hopefully to act, to put an end to the suffering of the children of Syria.